Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, and Grammy Award-winning entertainment and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with Dinner on the Bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the Red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q and Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fed. Come out and do it like you wanna.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. It's May 10th, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:39. However, if you're in California, it's 5:39. If you're on the East Coast, it's 8:39, and we welcome all of you to the OPT Network. And every single morning, we remind you, if you're traveling in, getting the kids to school, getting yourself to work, especially on mornings like this. Now, last night we had lots of yucky weather, but this morning it is looking like it's clearing up, but it's still lots of water out and about. Water, sort of slick roads, lot of water in ditches. And so we want to remind you to give yourself enough time to get there safely. So we're asking you, as we always do, please slow down. And I'm going to tell you, the weather is not going to hinder the Alec River Fete. They are prepared for weather that might be rainy, but you know what? We're just going to speak those good positive things, and we're going to believe that the weather is going to clear up. However, they do have tents out there. They're still moving forward, and we want to make sure that you are out there on tonight. Tonight, the Art Walk, live music. It's starting at 4 o'clock, and we're just going to speak good positive things. Let me tell you something. The energy is absolutely palpable, the way that I described it. So much happening downtown, so we want to invite people from near and far to come out and celebrate the first annual Alec River Fete. It started yesterday, and it's going through Saturday, and it is going to be amazing. So please, don't let the weather dissuade you. Also, on another note, you guys know that today is Friday, of course. Real women, real talk, and it's going to be on point. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you about our wonderful table of ladies. Stay with us, everybody. It's 7:41. We're going to take a quick break. But we're back after this. Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th, starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers, showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q&A Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fete. Come out and do it like you wanna.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition, and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5, and don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday, and you know it's all about real women, real talk. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:48 Central Standard Time. It's 8:48 Eastern Time. And if you're on the West Coast, it's 5:48. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to our women. But before we do that, let me just say that this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, that's Medicaid and LaChip. And you know they're changing. So as they're changing, so are we. Make sure that you are with Amerigroup Real Solutions during this open enrollment time, getting the care you need when you need it. All you've got to do is phone 1-855-229-6848. And if this is easier, 1-855-BUY-YOU-FOR-YOU. 1-855-BUY-YOU-FOR-YOU. So let me get right to it. I want to introduce our ladies this morning for Real Women, Real Talk. And you know these conversations are always enlightening. Always. So this morning we welcome Laura Doyle. She is no stranger to the OPT Network. She is a New York Times best-selling author. Her book, The Surrendered Wife, among many, Also, she's a relationship coach, and she is a radio talk show host. We also welcome Fiamula. She is in Shreveport, Louisiana. She's the regional manager for the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And we welcome back one of our regular contributors to the OPT Network. DC calls her Superwoman, Lisa Campo. She is a multiple line agent for American National. She sells home, auto, life insurance, just to name a few. And as I said, she is a regular contributor to the OPT Network. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So happy to have women from really all across the spectrum. And, you know, we wanted to start out with one thing, but as we were talking during before the break or before the show, I got to start with this, ladies, because we were talking about our missions in life, our mission as women and what God has called us to do. And one of Laura's missions, or her mission, is to end world divorce. And as we were talking about her mission and Lisa's mission and Fiamula's mission, we talked about those missions always not lining up with others and how that comes under fire and under criticism. And Laura, I want you to start off with that thought.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm very passionate about this mission to end world divorce. So I'm always out there. And a lot of times I'm saying things that are pretty controversial. You know, I'm working on a new book. My first book, you know, The Surrendered Wife, that offended a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to surrender. My new book is called First, Kill All the Marriage Counselors.
You know, that's gonna stir up a lot of people.
It's gonna drive people crazy. But I'm called to do it because by pointing out the things that aren't working, that's giving me an opportunity to say, hey, we have these intimacy skills. They're very effective. They've worked for hundreds of thousands of women in 26 countries in 15 languages. If you learn them, they'll work for you too. You're going to have a better marriage. And if you're single and you learn these skills, you're going to start everything off on the right foot and be able to have a lifelong romance. And this is how we can end world divorce. So I'm really passionate about it, and it definitely rubs people wrong. So I've been getting hate mail.
And we were talking about that. We were talking about when you do these shows, or even when you're a woman in business and you come across as powerful because you are walking in that thing that you were created to do, that it creates an issue sometimes with others. And those others, Lisa, are oftentimes women. And Lisa, you said, what about that?
Well, too many times we are all guilty of lashing out at other women or other people in our lives. When we see their success, what we're really seeing is really, it's clouded by the green envy within us that our own failures are being, we're feeling, you know, I have failed at this, where I'm seeing that she has been successful. And so a lot of times when you're putting the negative out into the world, it's like, stop for a minute, step back, and really look at what bothers you about this, okay? Is it really her success? Is it really her mission to, you know, have a divorce-free world? Or is it something that you internally has failed at? Because too many times, it's our own internal failures that are eating at us versus something that somebody else is trying to be successful at.
Absolutely. And for you, Fiamula, we were talking about each of our missions. Talk about your feeling on this very same subject.
Well, you know, in this walk, I've had to really come to grips with and to accept the fact that if he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. And so in the midst, if he brings you to it, I mean, if this is your calling, if this is your mission, if this is your walk to walk, then whether it, you know, it may not always feel good, but it's all good. And so he's already given you the tools and everything that you need to do it, but he didn't mean for you to do it by yourself. He meant for you to depend and lean on him for wisdom and direction and guidance. And so, you know, in this walk, in this mission, in this assignment, if you will, I just think it's so important that you just remember to continue to walk in love towards those that you're trying to teach, that you're trying to help, that you're trying to, because you won't always get love back.
Isn't that the truth?
And it's not about what you, you won't always get that back, but it's what you put out there in the atmosphere, in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies was just talking about, you know, it's, you know, the green envy, the stuff sometimes that you put out there.
Lisa said that.
Sometimes you're being mm-hmm. judgmental. You know, so we've got, and I heard someone earlier, I think actually this was before we got on the call, someone talked about someone saying something about brainwashing. You mm-hmm. know, the negative connotation to that, and we all know what that is. But, you know, sometimes
Wait, let me stop you right there, Fiamula, so I can bring everybody up to speed. Laura was talking about some of her listeners on her radio show in California, and she was saying that a lot of people don't agree with her mission to end world divorce. And one of the writers or people said something like, are you brainwashing or are you creating a cult? Because this is her mission. And so you were saying what to her about that, Fiamula?
You know, I was simply saying that you know, oftentimes when we hear that phrase, there's a negative connotation to it. And, of course, it sounds like maybe that was the angle that person was taking. But if we choose not to be critical and if we choose to listen and learn, because there's always a teachable moment, there are going to be some times that if we're true to ourselves, we need to wash our brains of the things that shouldn't be there. And we should allow ourselves to be filled with new pleasantries, new thoughts, new ideas, new concepts. And so in our walk, in our mission, there's so much that we are equipped to give out. But in the meantime, there's so much I think we're equipped to learn. It's a learning process for us as well.
And so, Laura, what do you think about what Fiamula just said? Because the key word, and I wrote it down, is choose. And most mm-hmm. of us don't choose to be accepting of others, especially if it looks like they're getting ahead in the line before we are.
Yeah. Well, I that's certainly part of it. And what's intriguing to me about what Fiamula just said is, you know, in a way, maybe there's something for me to learn even from a critic, too. I mean, this is how they're perceiving things. This is how it's hitting them or landing on them. And how am I going to respond to that? I mean, normally I don't respond to my hate mail, but I can view that with compassion okay, that's a different perspective, and be respectful. They know what's best for them, and this is how things are occurring for them. And knowing that I know only a little, that, you know, the way I see the world and that my perspective is just one perspective, I think it's a helpful one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women seem to really resonate with the message and have an awakening around how they're showing up in their intimate relationships. But I like the idea of just responding with compassion
mm-hmm.
and
love.
Mm-hmm.
And love. And you know what I really got from that whole thing is something that Lisa said. It's that green envy. I think that's part of it. But sometimes when we lash back at others, especially with mean words or criticisms, sometimes it's something that is lacking within ourselves. And we're really portraying that or putting that on someone else. I've got to take a quick break here, ladies. This is a great conversation, one that we want every single person to stay on point for. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser, you gotta tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Don't ask no questions, it goes on without you, leaving you behind.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5, and don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Alexandria Riverfete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Cue and Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fete. Come out and do it like you wanna.
Goodness, all I can say is it's getting hot in the studio. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're joined by Laura Doyle. She's a New York Times bestselling author, relationship coach, and radio talk show host. Also, Fiammula Bradley. She's in Shreveport. Let me just say, Laura is on the West Coast. Fiammula is in Shreveport, Louisiana. She's the regional manager for Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. Also, Lisa Campo, a regular contributor. She works for multiple line agent. She's a multiple line agent for American National Home Auto Life Insurance. And let me just say that this segment, real quick, is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. If you didn't get a good night's sleep last night, you weren't sleeping on the right mattress. They've been around for 20 years. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or you can phone them at 318-443-9524. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about really a lot of things. We're talking about women being able to walk into their mission. And one of the missions of Laura or of the women today, and Laura's mission, is to end world divorce. And we have been having a provocative conversation during the break. And first of all, Laura, I want you to we're talking about women that are married, but I think it's important that you got to talk to women who are single. And I brought this subject up because I read an article that spoke about single women and the fact that it is harder, or it seems to be harder, for single women to get married. And in the blog, this friend was talking about her friend who was amazing. She's beautiful. She's got a high-powered job. She makes great money. She's got her own home, yada, yada, yada. And she doesn't understand why her friend can't get married, and so, or hasn't gotten married. And so I posed the question to DC, and he said that most successful, wait, I want you to say it, DC, because I don't want to say it wrong, because I think this is a very important point. What did you say when I said that to you? Yeah, that's good.
What I said was, I feel that professional women have a real problem because they put a lot of stock on their profession and the things that they own, and they're trying to impress a man with that, when the only man that they can impress with that is not a man who is a professional and has his own things. They impress men who don't have anything.
And why
that's not
that?
The man that they want.
And why do you think that happens?
Why do I think it happens?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it happens. It's just how it is. I mean, if you're trying to impress a man, if you're a professional woman and you're trying to impress a professional man,
mm-hmm.
you just have to let it be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it just has to happen. But if you're overly trying to impress people with the things that you have and the job that you have, more than likely, what is going to happen is you're going to impress the type of man that you don't want.
Mm. And may I follow that up with some professional.
That's why I said more likely than not.
And so for you, Laura, what are you thinking about that? Because we are seeing beautiful women every single day that are having the challenge of not being able to find a mate that is what they would consider compatible.
Well, I agree, but here's what I see in that situation. It's a little bit different. I think DC's got, he's on to something here. But what's happened is that we've been taught we've got to do well in school, and we've got to get our career. We've got to be really sharp professionals. And so we learn a certain skill set at work. I mean, my husband dated a third grade teacher before we were married, and he said, I broke up with her because she used to say things like, go sit down, put that away. it was like she was still at work, right, when
right.
she was with him.
Uh-huh.
And that's not conducive to romance. So it's a different – we have different goals. At work, we're trying to improve the bottom line or get
mm-hmm.
a promotion. In love, you just want to have someone tell you you're beautiful. You know, you want connection. You want to feel special. You want to hold hands. Those are very different goals. It's a different skill set. So if you are ordering him around, you're trying to manage a man like you'd manage your projects at work, or as DC said, if you're trying to impress him with what you've accomplished in your stuff, well, that's not really how you connect.
But let me tell you something. Let me stop you right there, Laura, because this is what I think. And I've got a lot of sister friends who are single. I think that women don't want to hear what men are really saying. And I think that what DC just said, a lot of women, and I feel it in the spirit, are kicking and screaming. Because what we have done systematically is we have sat at the table, just like we are this morning, and we've talked about what we think, but we're not really hearing what men are saying. We're not hearing that because we are so consumed with I'm right. But you can be right and you can be wrong all at the same time. And what is happening is that I think that women have lost. And let me add this caveat. I'm not saying all women, but I think many of us have lost what it means to be a lady. And you talk about it in your blog when you say what men want. I think that, Fiamula, many of us have lost what it's like to be a lady and to let a man be a man. What do you say about that, Fiamula?
I say amen. I say amen. I think in the midst of trying to do the balancing act with a career and the family, if there is one, and social life, and, of course, the spiritual walk, I think that trying to balance, do the balancing act, we've gotten out of balance. We've mm-hmm. gotten out of kilter. And so, you know, being from the South, the Southern lady thing is so appealing to me because that's just, you know, those are my roots. You know, mm-hmm. I do believe in being a lady. Chivalry is not dead.
Uh-huh.
You will open that door, you know.
Absolutely.
So for me, I just think that sometimes in the midst of all that stuff DC was talking about, as a lady, as a woman, you know, have you lost your ability to be approachable
mm-hmm.
in the midst of all of that?
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of all of that success and all of those acquisitions and those things that you've done, are you approachable? Are they comfortable just being able to say hi to you?
Absolutely.
Or are you so far up there
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they're not sure that you'll speak back if it happens?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have this air about you?
Absolutely.
So, again, I think that goes back to being a total, whole, and complete person
mm-hmm.
and really being balanced in every facet of your life.
And I think you're right on point.
Yeah,
I think you're right on point. But let me tell you something, Fiamula. What I think is the real issue here is that air that you talked about, that approachability. I know for a fact that I have sister friends who have that and don't know they have that. And see,
yes.
When you don't know you have a problem, you can't fix a problem.
Yeah. And that's why you've got to have good sister friends that tell you you have that and say, I love you, but, and you have those deeper conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that we were, you know, earlier we were talking about, you know, cutting each other up and
mm-hmm.
not, you know, supporting one another and loving on one another. I think that's where, as women, we owe it to ourselves to love on one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, love each other and love other people, but women love women in a way that we love and support and we tell the truth and we help each other.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw that in you, I love you enough to pull you to the side and to talk to you and say, sister, you know, and
mm-hmm.
talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it goes back to being whole and complete.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. There's some folks that don't realize it. There's some folks genuinely just don't mean
just
to
don't,
be that
don't
way.
Mean to be. Go ahead, Lisa.
You're so
hang,
caught up
hang on. Hang on.
Anything else you don't.
Hang on, Fiamula. Let me bring Lisa into the conversation. Go ahead, Lisa.
You know, she just used the words whole and complete, and I guess I'm going to start there because my mind is just spinning listening to these conversations. First of all, when you join into a marriage, this is your partner in Christ. You are supposed to shed all of these earthly things, and you have made this promise
but
to God.
But you got
to
know first, Lisa, that's all good in theory. And it's good, and the word says so, but if you don't know that, and a lot
no,
of us, but a lot of us,
it,
no,
but
we know it,
ignore
we know
like.
It, but when you have come from a history of divorce or a history of seeing dysfunction, and I'm going to tell you, because this is keep it real women, real talk. When I came into my marriage, even though my parents had been married for a long time and they divorced, I don't know if I consciously or unconsciously felt I'm marrying, I love him, but I'm going to really be the boss. No, secretly, because
I'm going to be in charge.
I'm going to be in charge. I'm serious. Laura, I really did within myself felt like I'm going to be in charge because that's what I saw my mother do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So secretly, I really thought so. But now, once you break it down, when you're married to a man that's saying, that ain't happening, It's a whole nother story. I got to take a quick break here. There's the music. Stay on point, everybody. This is a provocative conversation. We'll be back right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria River Fete is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q&A Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fete. Come out and do it like you wanna.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors,
and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:28. Today, of course, is Friday, Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, and like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. J&J Exterminating. They are the largest independently owned pest control firm offering effective pest control services for your home and your business. For free consultation, the number to phone, 318-448-4000. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Laura Doyle. She is the New York Times bestselling author. She's also a relationship coach and a radio talk show host, Fiamula Bradley. She's in Shreveport. Let me add that Laura is in California. And we are also joined by Lisa Campo. And we're having a very intriguing conversation. And I don't know, Laura, if there is a
quote-unquote right or wrong way, but I think that these are issues that we must all confront, not only for ourselves as women who are married, but we need to confront these issues for singles as well, because we are expecting certain things from the men in our lives. And you wrote extensively about that. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think most men are good men. Of course, there are those few that are physically abusive or actively addicted to drugs or alcohol or gambling, or maybe they aren't capable of being faithful. And those are, I call that a divorce I endorse when I run into one of those situations.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I can't hold out any hope that no matter how respectful you are how you show up in that marriage, that guy is, unfortunately, you're not safe with him. So safety has to come first.
Mm-hmm.
But, all the other men in the world that don't meet those criteria, they're good guys, not perfect men, but one that you can have a wonderful relationship with if you learn the intimacy skills. And what that means is that by treating him respectfully and relinquishing control and showing up with your vulnerability and some gratitude, all of a sudden you're going to see, this guy really wants to make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we see men going out in the rain to get the car, or driving the older car so she can have the newer car, or driving
mm-hmm.
an hour each way to work so she can have a bigger house, or whatever it is. They're willing to make amazing sacrifices for us, and it feels really good to be in that kind of a relationship. But most women say, well, my husband doesn't care if I'm happy or not. Well, that's because he's so defended. He feels so disrespected that, unfortunately, that piece doesn't show up. He's busy just trying to protect himself from what he sees in your eyes, which is a reflection of that he's not good enough.
And how do we know, Laura, when we have crossed into that abyss?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, I train women to be relationship coaches now using these principles, and I had one recently. She's a wonderful coach, but she said, I respect my husband in every way, except, man, he's got a lot of junk, and I don't like all this junk that he's got. It's cluttering up the house, and I wish he would get rid of it. And it really came down to, we all have the option to either accept our husbands the way they are or to reject them. And if you reject them, that means you leave. There's not really an option that says, well, I'm going to stay and just complain about this. You can do that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of energy. And, she kind of busted herself. Like, gosh, I'm realizing now, the more I criticize his stuff, the more he clings to his stuff. Because he needs the comfort, because he looks into her eyes and sees this level of disgust.
Mm-hmm. So let me bring let me bring Lisa into the conversation, because she is looking all like, what is that look about? What, talk to me about where you are right here, because I'm feeling like, what?
First of all, I totally agree with her. I feel like we are focusing on the wrong things in these relationships. You're focusing on his stuff. What about the soul that you fell in love with?
Mm-hmm.
What about the man? Guys, when the sex is gone and the money is gone and the big fancy cars and houses are gone, these little pretentious lives we're living,
mm-hmm.
you better hope to God you have married a man or a woman
mm-hmm.
who loves you enough to wipe the drool off your chin, because that's all that's going to be left at the end of this wonderful romance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are focusing on the wrong things, and we are all guilty of it. But that's when you've got to come back to the table and surrender to what you originally fell in love with.
But Fiamula, as a single woman, don't you think that we've really got to start? We have to start with our singles, but we have to even really speak to those people that are in marriage relationships, because I think that you bring your, when you bring your single self into the relationship and it becomes a marriage, if you don't have, and Laura has used the word skill set, this word skill set has been thrown around a lot, then we sort of miss it.
Well, and it's easy to miss it when, and you'll hear, I've used this a time here in the, this morning saying about being whole and complete. And when I say whole and complete, it's not, you know, that you have a job and a dog and a car and a house, whole and complete in Him. Mm-hmm. You know, it all goes back to that, for me, and it goes back to that center and core of your spirituality. Mm-hmm. You know, is Christ the center of your very being? And if so, then you'll want to do it His way. Then if you're connecting with someone who has that same mindset, that they believe like you believe. You know, so many times, you know, we say opposites attract, mm-hmm. and that's true. But again, the core and essence of that relationship and who you are as a person and who that person is, if your centers are not centered, then you're going to be off kilter.
Mm.
And so, again, you know, we're always looking at the stuff in other folks and trying to mm-hmm. fix this, and I don't like this. But what about you? You know, mm-hmm. what was it, Michael Jackson talking about the man in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at yourself, and are you who you're supposed
but
to be?
But isn't it hard?
In love.
But wait.
In harmony.
Isn't it hard, though, Laura and Fiamula and Lisa? Isn't it the hardest thing to do, to look at yourself?
You know what? I want to just throw in here that actually, on a point that she just made, that surrendering in my marriage actually really was a wonderful way for me to learn how to surrender to God. It was like a metaphor. When I, you know, I would look at something about my husband that, you know, drives me absolutely batty or whatever it is, which is hard to remember anymore, to tell you the truth. But mm-hmm. at the time, it seemed really prominent, you know, and by just making the decision, like, you know, hey, this is the mm-hmm. man I chose, and I'm gonna look for the good in mm-hmm. him today, and I'm gonna be grateful that he took the trash out to the curb, and he worked hard to support the family, and then he'll get me a glass of water in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
And that really helped me learn to shift my focus with my relationship with God as well. So I think there's a lot of benefits to just. To just practicing these tools.
Well, absolutely. And can I say
this?
It's all
about relationship.
You said how, you know, there are divorces you endorse because there are sometimes elements that are brought to the table that you just can't rectify the situation. And I think it's important that we, especially our listeners, you know, although me, I am very anti-divorce, but I look around and I know that is there, that there are just some things that you cannot save.
Absolutely.
But when you're looking at trying to make these changes, keep in mind every marriage is going to have a different set of skills.
Absolutely.
Because of the personalities involved, and what works for me and my
actually,
husband.
That hasn't been my experience, Lisa.
Really?
I'll tell you, it's really kind of amazing that, well, first of all, it's all on the woman. Let me just say that. We are the keepers of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to us. And there's six intimacy skills.
I think everybody agreed on that one, Laura. Everybody said, mm-hmm.
That woman sets that beat we're going to be marching to for the husband and the kids.
Yeah,
six skills.
You know? Yeah, and people get outraged when I say that. It's all on the woman. They're like, what are you talking about? How can you blame the woman? Well, it's actually a source of amazing power for us in our own homes.
Mm-hmm.
If we, you know, because we have the ability to make our marriages really happy and wonderful and gratifying, satisfying and tender. And if we don't know how, you know, then that's a problem. But I think for most of us, that relationship is so important to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good news in a way. It's like, gosh, you hold the keys.
And you know, funny you would say that. We had Michael Lockwood on the show a couple times. He's married to Lisa Leslie, who was an MBA. WNBA basketball player, and he wrote a book, Women Have All the Power and They Just Don't Know It. I got to take a quick break here, ladies, but when we come back, we're going to continue this very, very important conversation. Stay on point, everybody. It's 8:38. We're back right after this.
The little things I do, oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting, lifting me higher. So good, good, loving somebody. It's so good, needing somebody, and somebody needs you back.
Alexandria Riverfest is a brand new festival celebrating the arts, culture, and the heritage of Central Louisiana. Alexandria River Fete is set for May 9th through the 11th in downtown Alexandria. Get set for the Fete and kick off 3 days of food, fun, Grammy Award-winning entertainment, and Louisiana culture. Thursday, May 9th starts with dinner on the bricks. Dine with locally owned restaurants and caterers showcasing the best of their menus, all the while enjoying music from jazz band Improv. Friday features Grammy Award winner Rebirth Brass Band and Eric Lindell, plus art walks, green spaces, and 65 local artists and performers. Saturday, the Dragon Boat Races are back for the third year on the red. And if that's not enough, local barbecue grillers will fire up the pits for the Q and Cook-Off competition. So remember, get set for the Fete. Come out and do it like you wanna.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5, and don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and boy, the time just goes by way too fast. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. We're joined by Laura Doyle, Famula Bradley, and Lisa Campo. And what a provocative conversation. And one of the things that we're talking about are skill sets and balance and being whole, whether you're single or whether you're married. And you have some keys, Laura, that you call are keys to intimacy. And I think we all really need to partake in that. Let's talk about it.
Sure. There's 6 intimacy skills where if you practice these and master these, you are going to have an intimate, passionate, peaceful relationship. I don't care how far gone it is right now. I don't care if you've been to the divorce attorney or if you've had the realtor walk through the house to tell you how much you can get for it so you can sell it and go your separate way.
Now, that's some big billing, Laura. These keys are that powerful.
Oh, my gosh. I see dead marriages come to life every single day. It's fairly predictable. As long as the wife, it really doesn't matter what the husband does. It's up to the wife. The wife mm-hmm. is the one that's got to get the skills and got to implement them.
I hear women in the spirit saying, why does it always got to be the wife?
Well, I think it's good news in a way. If you want to have a better marriage, you know, here's great news for you. You've got the power. So let me just go through the skills real quick, and
okay.
I think you'll start to see really fast
okay.
why this makes such a big difference. So the first skill, the one you got to start with, the essential step in having a good relationship is self-care.
Mm.
And by that, I mean specifically, here's how you know if you're doing it or not. You do 3 things a day just for your own pleasure. No other reason, not because it's productive or because it's getting you into shape, just because it feels good. And we do this because naturally it takes a little bit of energy to have an intimate, passionate, peaceful relationship, and you're going to need those reserves in order to, and you're going to need to show up happy and in a good mood
mm-hmm.
to have a happy relationship.
So do 3 things a day for yourself.
Right. So the way you got to do this is you're going to make a list
mm-hmm.
of 20 things that make you feel good. And sometimes my clients, you know, I'll say, let's think of things that make you feel good. And she'll go, okay. And she's been so focused on raising her kids and going to work and
mm-hmm.
keeping her home that a lot of times she's forgotten. Or I had one woman who, she did this exercise. She decided she was going to take a hot bath.
Mm-hmm.
So she announces to her family, I'm going to take a bath. It's in the evening. And she says, I don't want anyone to bother me for half an hour, right? So she goes in there, and she's just so expecting there's going to be little hands under the door, you know, saying, Mommy. And so she goes in there, and then she finds out after about 15 minutes, she's a little disappointed that nobody's come over and that they didn't need her.
Wow.
It was okay for her to be gone for a little bit.
Right.
She came out, and the kids were doing their homework, and her husband was reading, and everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But she set the tone.
But she set
that tone.
All right. Okay, so let's go to the next one because I really want to make sure we make it to all 6.
Sure. So the second one is that you're going to relinquish control of your husband's life. So you're not going to tell him how to drive, what to wear, what to do at work, what to eat at lunch. And I know for me, I thought that was, I was just expressing my opinion. I was just being honest. I was just saying what needed to be said or whatever. And I thought in some things I could teach him that I knew better.
Mm-hmm.
And that just doesn't work. You know, it's there's my side of the street and there's his side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my job to keep my focus on this side of the street.
Okay.
You know, how does it affect me? You know, I have had times where I thought, oh, my gosh, if we don't get out of this lane, we are never going to get there. And I want to tell them, you know, let's get out of the stupid lane here because we're
mm-hmm.
going so slow.
Right.
And it's really not a matter of life or death. I'd rather preserve the intimacy in the car and just enjoy that time with my husband now than tell him how to drive.
Okay. And what's number 3?
Number 3 is respect. And what I mean by this, I think people get a little confused about this word. They mix it up with obey.
Mm-hmm.
But really respecting just means that you honor. You don't necessarily agree with, but you don't have to disagree either. So, you know, sometimes my husband will come up with an idea, like he'll be talking about his work, and he'll say, and maybe he's venting a little bit, right? He's telling me
mm-hmm.
how he wants to let so-and-so have it or whatever, and I'm thinking, oh, well, I don't think that'd be good for business, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's not really up to me to weigh in, so we all need to just be able to talk, so one of the things I use with that is I'll just say, you know, I hear you, and it doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean I agree or disagree, I
right.
just am listening,
mm-hmm.
and that's a very respectful thing to do. We all need to be heard, so I try to just listen to my husband, and also I know when I've been disrespectful,
because mm-hmm.
It feels yucky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back and apologize for being disrespectful from time to time,
mm-hmm.
just to let him know that's my standard for myself.
Wow.
I want a respectful marriage. I'm going to let it start with me.
Ooh, that's powerful. Okay, number 4. That's good.
Yeah. So number four is, this is the feminine art of receiving graciously. And what I mean by this is when your husband says, oh, you look beautiful today, or I really like your hair, and we're thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't wash it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and you say that. You say, no, I don't. I haven't even showered. Don't look at me. Well, it would be nice if you could just say thank you. Or maybe our husbands load the dishwasher, but they don't do it right. You
mm-hmm.
know, so, but you can just say, you know, you could just receive his help,
right.
his compliments, his gifts, his apologies graciously. That means you just do what your mama taught you, which is you smile and say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we're repelling those things. Somebody says, do you need help with that? Oh, no, I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it, right?
And so those are some really great things. Let's get to 5 and 6, because I think that everybody is writing these down because they're powerful. What's number 5?
Okay. Number 5 is vulnerability. So you're going to strive to be vulnerable. So instead of saying, you know, we never spend any time together, making it a complaint, you're just going to go right to the heart of the matter and say, you know, I miss you.
Mm.
Or if he hurts your feelings sometimes, which every husband's going to do, unfortunately, no matter how much he loves you, just is part of living together.
Right.
Instead of lashing back at him, you just let him know that he landed on a tender spot, and you say, ouch.
And so what's the next one and the last one, Laura?
The last one is gratitude. And what I suggest is that you also express 3 gratitudes a day to your husband. You find 3 things that you're thankful for, and say them out loud to him, because we all appreciate the being appreciated. We all need to be appreciated. And that encourages him to want to do more for you when he knows that you're grateful.
Absolutely. I got to take a quick break here. We're back on point right after this.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
That was number 2. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network, Real Women, Real Talk. I'm going to tell you one thing. This has been a full conversation. Laura Doyle, New York Times bestselling author. Fiamula Bradley, she is the regional manager for Louisiana's Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And Lisa Campo, she is an agent for American National Home Auto Life Insurance. And ladies, I got to just give you all the last words on this very, very provocative, very powerful, and sometimes very controversial subject. In closing, Laura, what's the most important thing that you hope that all women, single and married, can take away from our conversation?
Well, I think it's that we are born with special gifts and abilities as women, and that the world needs those gifts, mm-hmm. and that the more we honor those, the more we're in our power, and we're honoring our missions, and we're contributing to peaceful, passionate, intimate relationships by just really focusing on the things that come naturally to us as women, like attracting, you know, we're the sexier sex, so we have that receptivity, mm-hmm. Our vulnerability, our ability to connect to our emotions and express them. I think these are really special things that it's been a pleasure for me to really focus on and get good at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And for you, Fiamula, what do you take away from this morning's conversation?
Well, you know, one of our God-given abilities as women is to be change agents. We have the ability to change mm-hmm. our atmosphere, mm-hmm. and we talked about that. And so I would just challenge every woman and just say, change your atmosphere for good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you walk into a room, if you're walking into a building, if you're in the park, wherever you are, make sure that as a change agent, you're changing your atmosphere for the better.
Mm, powerful. And for you, Lisa?
Guys, I'm just going to say, you know, you have to look inside and listen to the Lord, whether it be in your marriage, in your career, mm-hmm. prioritize what is right in your life and let go of these materialistic things that at the end of your journey are not going to bring you the happiness that you need. And listen, Carlette, you told me, sit still and mm-hmm. listen to his word. He will lead you. Get out of his way and let him lead your day. It is important for us as women. Mm-hmm. We set that tone. Be the good mom. Be the good wife. Listen to what the Lord is trying to tell you.
Absolutely. I want to thank all of you, Laura Doyle, Fiamula Bradley, Lisa Campo, and I want to wish all happy Mother's Day. And I've said this about mothers, whether you birthed a child or not, many of us our aunts, we are leaders, we are mentors. I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all. And I want to remind everybody that they still need to be set for the Elk River Fete. It's happening tonight. They are set for the weather. It is going to be a great time. They've got lots of activities down there. And we want to make sure that you put that on your Mother's Day things to do. Ladies, you guys have been incredible. And this is what I want to say to women. Believe in possibility. Anything is possible when you believe. You guys have been fabulous. Thank you so much, ladies on the panel, and thank all of you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on Real Women, Real Talk on the OPT Network. We do it because we love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget, as Gandhi says, and I use it every morning, be the change that you want to see. I like that, Fiamula. Be the agent of change. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Mother's Day weekend, y'all, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Charlie, how your angels get down like that? Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that? Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, if how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. Shoes on my feet. I'm wearing
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.